KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras showing things looking pretty good on the highways here in the Wichita area. The traffic volume's just now kind of starting to pick up. Heaviest traffic and slowest moving traffic I'm seeing right now is westbound on Lincoln, and that is just east of Edgemoor. Some pretty heavy traffic right there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. How you guys doing?
Doing pretty well. A little windy today.
Now we're ready to sweat to the oldies again today.
Yeah, really. You know, that goes for today and tomorrow. And due to the wind, due to the warmth, and the fact that it's going to be dry the next couple of days, we do not need to be burning anything. Fire weather warning is going to be in effect through today, and we may see a fire weather watch get issued for tomorrow too. Winds possibly gusting up anywhere between 45 to 55 miles an hour. So for those of you listening right now, if you drive those high profile vehicles like semis, buses, definitely need to make sure that you keep both hands on the steering wheel. Increasing clouds tomorrow, just before our next chance of some showers and thunderstorms. We'll have around a 20 to 30% chance come late Tuesday night, and that chance for storms going to last throughout much of the day as we go through Wednesday as another front rolls through. This is what's going to cool us off from the low to upper 80s the next couple of days down to 73 on Wednesday. And once that front moves out, that fall feel moves right back in. High of 61 on Thursday. And once we see those temperatures drop, it does look like it's going to stay cool, feeling a lot more like fall for a little while as we go through the rest of the week, all the way clear through this upcoming weekend, which is when rain chances are going to make a return. So we'll only have a 10% chance on Friday with a high of 66, but then bumping that up to a 40% chance on Saturday with a high of 65, and 68 degrees Sunday with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Right now, we're at 62 degrees with a partly cloudy sky and a south breeze at 14 miles an hour.
Well, at least we could be hopeful there might be some raindrops falling on us one of these days soon. Huh?
Yeah, we just don't need anything strong or severe, but we definitely need that moisture.
We sure do. Thank you, Ronnell, the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, 7:13 on a Monday morning. Sunny day in south central Kansas yesterday. High temperature was 77 degrees. Normal high 66, so we're still not very seasonal in what we're seeing out there.
Not really.
Wichita precipitation now more than 10 inches below normal for this time of year. We need that rain. All right, October 28th. What happened on this date? In 1919, Congress enacted the Volstead Act, which provided for enforcement of prohibition over President Woodrow Wilson's veto. He said, that's not a good idea. And it took him until, when did they finally repeal that, Ted? Was it in the 30s?
Yeah. It was FDR campaigned hard to get rid of that. After he took office, they got rid of it.
So it was, I suppose, a well-intentioned idea that just didn't quite work.
If you've never seen the Ken Burns documentary on it, it's fascinating.
I haven't. It's one I got to see. But I do know my study of history is that when it comes to hard spirits and liquor, this country's been awash in it since we started it. I mean, they used to reward our soldiers not in money but in rum. So it had a tradition here. There's no doubt about it. Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates, 69 years old today. Huh? Bill Gates.
Happy birthday to a wealthy man.
Net worth, a net worth of just under $105 billion. You know, anything he wants in the world, he can just go out and buy if he wants to, right?
But you can't stop time. Time marches on.
Yeah.
69 now.
69 years old. Should there be an age limit for trick-or-treating, Ted? Lots of towns have trick-or-treating age limits now, usually around 13 or 14. Upper Deerfield Township in New Jersey is in the news after setting their age limit at 12. Someone asked over 5,000 Americans how old is too old to trick-or-treat. And most people said somewhere in your teenage years. 43% said somewhere between 13 and 16. 16 or older was the most common answer with 15% of the vote. Then 13 years old was next at 14%.
If you're old enough to drive, you shouldn't be trick-or-treating.
You know, I don't think I trick-or-treated after I was about 11, maybe. Maybe. Anyway, yeah, I haven't trick-or-treated for quite a while, Ted.
Yeah, I think when I was an eighth grader is the last time I did.
Then,
yeah, once you're done with grade school, yeah, you time to move on with your
junior
life.
Junior high, you're way too cool to be out there trick-or-treating, right? Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And in the Middle East, Israel and Hamas war is latest. We want to find out what's going on there. And this morning we've got Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz with us. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
We're hearing talk of a possible ceasefire. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we are. We have U.S. officials meeting yesterday with some officials, I believe, from Qatar and some other nations. The talks are, you know, in about a possible ceasefire that would last less than a month. But there is some concern that, you know, with the U.S. election happening right now, they'd have to wait till after election day to really get something going. But there is reporting also from a person familiar with the negotiations that there's belief that Hamas would actually be more open to negotiating a ceasefire now that Yahya Sinwar, their leader, has been killed.
Yeah, they've been knocking off a few, and then they got that one the other day. But so what about the recent activity as far as rocket firing back and forth? What's been going on?
Yeah, Israel retaliated against Iran by attacking a number of what they say military facilities over the weekend. It did result in, I think, some casualties, but Iran is threatening to retaliate in some form, but they haven't been specific about what they plan on doing. So that certainly is something we're going to follow.
Yeah. And the danger is that if the thing could spread in, of course, we heard the other day that there are North Koreans in there somewhere. No, that was somewhere else. Yeah. But I'm sorry.
That's Russia right now. That's I believe they have some Ukraine or Russia. They have some North Korean soldiers who are in Russia, and they could potentially get involved in the Ukraine conflict.
All right. Well, so at this point, the rockets are fired. I'm seeing a lot of interceptor-type technology just knocking down these things as they come over. Works pretty well, it looks like.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it. Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz this morning talking about what's going on in the Middle East. And obviously, the main thing is, there could be some negotiators, some talks going on soon, probably in Qatar. That's where they're negotiating.